99.3 The Vine. This is Robin Bright with you. And I am here talking to Shecky Maluso, who is Chief Operations Officer at Napa Nuts, one of our sponsors for this Saturday's Pride Cruise, Nate. Hi, Shecky. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. We're excited to be a sponsor again. Cruise Night was a big part of my childhood here, so it's fun to revisit the old times.
Yeah. I didn't grow up in Napa, but from what I hear, it was like a big staple. Cruising the J, it was called, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So last year we spoke to Bonnie Maluso. So thank you for sponsoring again. Sounds like it's a family operation. Tell us a little more about that.
Yeah, so our parents, so Bonnie's my sister, and our parents bought it 30 years ago. So we've been operating in the valley, started in a little, very sad garage in the back of a property.
Hey, and now don't we're knock in the like garages. Some of the biggest businesses started in garages.
That's actually true.
No, my dad worked for HP for 30 years, and they started in a garage. So there you go.
I hope we get that big one day.
Right.
We'll just be NN, I guess. but yeah, they started working with restaurants and bakeries, and we've been in the valley for a really long time. Some of our customers have been with us the whole way. And it's been a huge growth in the last couple of years. My sister did a great job getting us online, which saved us during the pandemic. So we had a bunch of awesome local support from people who were buying a pound of walnuts for their cookies or a pound of raisins for their toddlers. And it really got us through last year. It was great.
Oh, I love that. Now, I was noticing in just some of the information I have about you guys, it says that you guys have been together for over 30 years as a business, and you've supplied the Valley's finest establishments with gourmet nuts and dried fruits. So are your main clients like hotels, or who do you mostly sell to?
Oh, it's a weird array. Our biggest customers are produce companies. We have a few of them that are in like Sacramento and South Bay and North Bay, around in various places, and they sell to a bunch of restaurants. So we are in a bunch of restaurants that we don't even know about.
Oh my gosh, that's so great!
And then we do have a couple of restaurant customers that we do know about. A couple of the famous ones in the valley. They're on our testimonials page on our website. And then we are also in a bunch of bakeries, a couple big ones in Sacramento. And then we are, in everybody's cupboards as well. And then we've started to do more of the packaging. So we've ended up in winery gift shops, a couple of stores in the downtown area, and we're all over the place. There's a hotel in New York who uses our stuff in their mini bar.
Wow, that is fabulous.
Big orders. Exactly.
So your Napa Nuts, it sounds like you're really expanding.
Oh, yeah. We've been growing hugely in the last couple of years. So it's been interesting to have the challenge of keeping up with the demand rather than, other challenges that we could have.
Right. Now, I actually, to be honest, actually first heard about you on the Facebook page, the Support Napa Valley Restaurants page that started at the beginning of the pandemic. And I noticed people were mentioning you guys left and right, it seemed like. And I thought that was so cool. But you're not really a restaurant per se. In fact, don't even have a brick and mortar. You're all online, right? So how can people order from you?
Our best way to order is from napanuts.store.
Okay.
And they can order, a pound of whatever they want. Pickup is available at no charge. We have local delivery for no charge. Pickup will be slightly faster instead of waiting for the next truck to, head out.
Right.
But we are, we're no customers too small. We try to treat everybody as our big customers. But we have lots and lots of people who are finding out about us in the last year. And then most of them are repeat customers, which is great.
Oh, I love that. So you're supplying a mini bar at a hotel in New York and the person down the street that just wants a pound of walnuts for cookies, right?
Absolutely.
That's so
cool.
And
we have a bunch of chocolates and other snacks that are
That was my next question. What else do you guys sell besides just nuts?
Yeah. Some of my favorites are our trail mixes. We mix everything in-house and as fresh as possible. So instead of things that have been sitting in a bag for 3 months before you get to the shelf,
right?
We've mixed it in the last couple of hours, and you really get crispier, crunchier, tastier nuts and raisins and other things in there that are less dried out, and everything tastes very different than the stuff I've had that's prepackaged. I'll say that.
Well,
right. So we make them all.
You make them all there in-house sure and
the
kind
flavors.
Of right. Awesome.
Yeah. He makes sure the flavors complement each other, that we have the right, you know, number of raisins per almonds or whatever else is in there, and some sweet stuff too. It's a good,
good have system sweet to have stuff.
And good resource to draw. Yeah, exactly.
All right. So it's you and your sister. Is it just the two of you or who else? Like who makes up Napa Nuts?
We are up to 18 employees at this point.
Oh, wow.
Our mother almost, our mother is still one of them. She was trying to retire, and then we roped her back in to do some of the back-end paperwork and some stickering of some of the big projects. And she's happy to have something to do while she's sitting away waiting out the pandemic. But we have a couple of people who've been with us for 12 to 16 years, and a couple of people who are just out of high school and have been working with us for, you know, months to a year or two. It really goes the gambit.
Right. So very family-owned and locally run, then, it sounds like.
Yeah. We're trying to keep it nice and family-friendly, family feel as much as possible.
Great. Now, I also have written here that you are a family and a queer-owned and proud to support Napa's LGBTQ plus community business. Is that's correct as well?
Absolutely. My sister has been gay married twice now, so we're double supportive, not at the same time, but we're definitely supportive. And my former life, I was a high school teacher and Gay Straight Alliance advisor for, you know, many, many years. And so it's always just been, you know, in our DNA to be supportive and to really reach out to the community as much as possible.
All right. Well, we certainly appreciate you sponsoring the parade, because I don't know, I sat there and I was kind of on the sidelines last year and watched it, and it was just so much fun, so much fun. The cars were decorated. You could see the music and the crowds just kind of came out. But, you know, it was this time last year. We came out, but we're kind of keeping our distance as well. But it was really a lot of fun. So
yeah.
Thank you for sponsoring that.
No, I think it should be a little more exciting this year now that some of us can take our masks off and smile
yeah.
at people. It should be good.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, we're really looking forward
to it. Yeah,
it's
our pleasure.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Shecky, for joining us.
Thanks so much. You have a great rest of your Thursday.
Great.
And
thank you.
Hope to see everybody out at cruise night.
Oh, yeah. I will. I'll be there for sure. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
I was just talking to Shecky Maluso, Chief Operations Officer at Napa Nuts, and they are a family-owned, locally-owned business. They supply so many different restaurants and hotels all the way out to New York, he was just telling me. It's so, so cool. But you can also just order and pick up, like if you just need a pound of walnuts for cookies, he was saying. How neat is that? Making the freshest trail mix. They're right here in town. And, oh my gosh, it was just a really real delight to talk to him, and just a great local business. They are sponsoring our Napa Valley Pride Parade. That is our cruise night that's happening on Saturday night. And we're just so appreciative of that. So, you know, I'm so glad. Thank you, Shecky, once again for joining us today.